Welcome to Shomar Shalom Nadav. We're in Pesachim Daf Dalet. The Gemara Amud Beis, around the middle of the page, brings a question, a discussion regarding someone who rents a house b'cheskasoy baduk. He assumes it was checked for chametz, and then he found that it's not baduk. Is it a problem or not? And the Gemara concludes that the one who's renting doesn't mind doing the b'dikas chametz. Not only if b'dikas chametz is done usually for free, meaning each one does on his own, that he's doing a mitzvah begufoy. A person is nichale, wants to do a mitzvah in his body, but even if he has to pay somebody to do it, a person is nichale, even in that case, to do a mitzvah, b'mamoyne, to do a mitzvah with his money. The Rishonim already asked to hear the Rav Kiva Eiger sends us the Tosfos in Daf Yud Amud Beis, that there we see that not always someone wants to use his money to do a mitzvah. And the Meiri over here says that there's a difference between if it's a lot of money or a little bit of money, and even a little bit of money, you see in the Gemara, it's a bigger chiddush. A person is willing to do a mitzvah with his body, but not necessarily wants to do a mitzvah with his money. It's a chiddush to tell us that he does. And this brings us to the concept that for a person, for most people, using their money for a mitzvah is more of a struggle, is more of an ask than doing a mitzvah with your body. It starts already with the Gemara that tells us that when it says in Shema, "Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol me'idecha." Chol Navshcha means afilu noitel Navshcha. Even a person needs to give up his life, he has to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Uvichol Meidecha is coming to tell you that a person needs to love Hashem with all his money. Chol Meidecha. Says the Gemara in Brachas Daf Samech Aleph on the base, and also later in this Masechta in Psachim Daf Chofei, the Gemara says, Im Nemar Bechol Navshcha, Lama Nemar Bechol Meidecha. If I say you have to give up your life for Kadosh Baruch Hu, of course you have to give up your money. Says the Gemara, no, yesh lecha adam shemamoinoi chaviv Allah migufoi. Person, his money is more important than his body. Lekachamar b'chol moidecho. That's why he needs to say b'chol moidecho. Sometimes it's more difficult for a person to give up his money than his body. And the truth is, the Gemara tells us in Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, that by tzadikim, that's exactly the case. The Gemara says in the Pasuk, Yivaser Yaakov levadoi, Yaakov stayed alone, u'ablozor shishtai alpachim k'tanim, went back to save small jars. Mikan zok gemara letzadikim shechavivim alem amoinam yoysa migufam. For tzadik, money is more important than the body. What's shot in that? So the idea is brought down, I heard it from different sources, the idea is that what's the reason the money should be more important than one's body? Concept is like this. The body of a person is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you. That's what you were born with. A person did not work on his body usually. His body is what he has. That's a matanah mishamayim. But money is what you toiled on. That's what you accomplished in your life. That's yours. So that for people that are not tzaddikim, that's the one thing which sometimes for some people is more difficult to give up. They're willing to give their body. They got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That they're willing to give for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the money that they worked on their own, they perceive it to be something that it's koichi v'aytzim yondi. I did it. I accomplished. Why should I give that for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Therefore, you need a special posse to tell them, b'chol moidecho, you have to give your money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. But the tzaddikim, it's the opposite. To give up their body for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that's pashut, of course. Of course I give my body, that's what I got from Hashem. But even more so, I want to give my money for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because every part of what I do, every part of what I accomplished in this life, everything that I did is all the Shem Shamayim. Says Yaakov, I can give up the pachim k'tanim, these small jars. That's something that I accomplished. That's something that I was able to achieve. That also has to be part of my avodas Hashem. So therefore, the money has even a more significance than his own body. He's willing to sacrifice his life to save the pachim k'tanim because each one of the items that he has joins in his avodas Hashem to be echad v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So immediately, this fits in. This is what Gemara is telling us over here. Gemara is speaking about not about tzaddikim. Gemara says, a person is willing to give up his body to do a mitzvah. But it's a bigger chiddush to say that a person is willing to give him money also to do a mitzvah. That's an even greater chiddush that you learn here in Bdikas Chametz, the one who's willing to give him money to do a mitzvah.